This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel intensified its deadly bombardment of the Gaza Strip Saturday as renewed fighting with Hamas entered a second day following the collapse of a week-long ceasefire. Israeli military officials said Saturday more than 50 Hamas targets in the Khan Yunis area of southern Gaza were pounded by aerial, naval, and ground forces. The military said it carried out strikes in the north and that more than 400 targets in Gaza had been hit since fighting resumed 2 days ago. Saturday's violence came a day after Israeli airstrikes on the Palestinian enclave killed 184 people, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Speaking Friday at the White House, U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the six-day ceasefire ended because Hamas reneged on its commitments.
Look, we continue to work with Israel, Egypt, and Qatar on efforts to restore the humanitarian pause in Gaza. But let's be clear about this. It's because of Hamas that this pause ended, that they were just simply unable, failed to produce a list of hostages that could help enable that pause from extending.
In Syria, the defense ministry said Israel carried out airstrikes near Damascus early Saturday. Syrian state media reported military defenses shot down most of the Israeli missiles, and there were no reports of casualties. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the Russian military to increase the number of troops by nearly 170,000 to a total of 1.32 million. The order came as Moscow's military action in Ukraine continues into its 22nd month. In the second such expansion of the Russian military, the Russian army since 2018, the Russia's defense ministry said in a statement following the decree Friday, the order doesn't imply another call up or any significant expansion of conscription. This is VOA News. Top defense officials from the United States, Australia, and Britain say defense talks they held this week in California focused on advanced warfare technology. At a news conference Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said as part of the Trilateral Security Pact known as AUKUS, the countries are moving towards developing and delivering advanced capabilities so soldiers can hear, see, and act with a decisive advantage.
We're innovating with cutting-edge tech in several areas, including artificial intelligence, electronic warfare, and quantum technologies. And by implementing strong standards of technology protection, we are reducing barriers to sharing information and technology.
In March, the United States, Australia, and Britain announced the security pact, including a plan to provide Australia with nuclear-powered attack submarines beginning in the early 2030s to counter China's ambitions in the Indo-Pacific. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry Saturday urged companies and communities to take action to mitigate the worst consequences of the climate crisis. In his address to the Business and Philanthropy Forum, a sideline event of the COP28 Leaders Summit in Dubai, Kerry said he is certain countries will take action to adopt low-carbon or no-carbon policies.
What I'm not certain of, and what I don't think anybody can be certain of, is that we are going to get there in time to do what the scientists told us in the 2018 report that we need to do, which is make the decisions now and implement them. This was 5 years ago. They said you have 12 years left within which to put in place the decisions that will avoid the worst consequences of the climate crisis.
The 28th annual UN Conference of the Parties, or COP28, in the oil-rich United Arab Emirates, featured about 150 presidents, prime ministers, royals, and other leaders who are presenting their plans to cut heat-trapping emissions and mostly seek unity with other nations to avert climate catastrophe. U.S. Federal Appeals Court says former U.S. President Donald Trump can be sued by U.S. Capitol Police officers who accuse him of inciting the January 6, 2021 insurrection. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A three-judge appellate panel denied a request from former President Trump to dismiss lawsuits filed against him by police and Democrats who accused Trump of inciting the violent mob that stormed the Capitol in 2021, leading to injuries and destruction. This decision is from Trump challenging a federal judge's ruling that his, quote, words of incitement were not protected by the First Amendment. But this Washington, D.C. appellate court says its ruling is not the final word on whether presidential immunity can shield Trump from liability.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.